is a fraction of our brain's true potential. Now, that's when we're awake. When we're asleep, our mind can do almost anything.
Such as?
Well, imagine you're designing a building, right? You consciously create each aspect. But sometimes it feels like it's almost creating itself, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah, like I'm discovering it.
Genuine inspiration, right? Mm-hmm. Now, in a dream, our mind continuously does this. We create and perceive our world simultaneously, and our mind does this so well that we don't even know what's happening. That allows us to get right in the middle of that process.
How?
By taking over the creating part. Now, this is where I need you. You create the world of the dream. We bring the subject into that dream, and they fill it with their subconscious.
How could I ever acquire enough detail to make them think that it's reality?
Well, dreams, they feel real while we're in them, right? It's only when we wake up that we realize something was actually strange. Let me ask you a question. You never really remember the beginning of a dream, do you? You always wind up right in the middle of what's going on.
I guess, yeah.
So how did we end up here?
Well, we just came from the,
Think about it, Ariadne. How did you get here? Where are you right now?
We're dreaming?
You're actually in the middle of the workshop right now, sleeping. This is your first lesson in shared dreaming. Stay calm. Just a dream, is it? And a face full of glass hurts like hell. When you're in it, feels real.
It's why the military developed dream sharing. It was a training program for soldiers to shoot and stab and strangle each other and then wake up.
How did architects become involved?
Someone had to design the dreams, right? Why don't you give us another 5 minutes?
5 minutes? What? We were talking for like at least an hour.
In a dream, your mind functions more quickly, therefore time seems to feel more slow.
5 minutes in the real world gives you an hour in the dream.
Why don't you see what you can get up to in 5 minutes?
Got the basic layout. Bookstore, cafe, almost everything else is here too.
Who are the people?
Projections of my subconscious.
Yours?
Yes. Remember, you are the dreamer. You build this world. I am the subject. My mind populates it. You can literally talk to my subconscious. That's one of the ways we extract information from the subject.
How else do you do it?
By creating something secure, like a bank vault or a jail. The mind automatically fills it with information it's trying to protect. Understand?
Then you break in and steal it.
Well,
I guess I thought that the dream space would be all about the visual, but it's more about the feel of it. My question is, what happens when you start messing with the physics of it all?